Oh, I can vouch for the professor, gentlemen. While he's invented some strange things in the past, they've always worked. And I've never known him to tell a falsehood. They're absolutely right, Professor. You mustn't make any more gold. Goodbye, gentlemen. Thank you for your courtesy.
Oh, the chief's trying to send me out of town to cover a convention. I wish he'd send you, too. Personally, I'd rather stick around and keep a weather eye on Professor Pepperwinkle. Yes, but I've got a curious feeling that something's about to happen. Well, I'm sure he would, Jimmy, only with me being out of town, it does look that way, doesn't it? No, just sort of a hunch. Oh, by the way, the professor called, you know, while you're both out. Oh, you know him, he's so vague. There was something about, for the both of you not to worry, he'd attend to it personally. I've got to be going. I'll see you later.
Mr. McLean. Yes, sir, but it's all right. I phoned long distance. I found out the convention doesn't start till tomorrow. So I just came on back to the office.
Well,
why, what's happened to them? Pepperwinkle, I'll bet you. I'll see you later, Chief.
I did!
Well, anyway, Superman captured the crooks, and the good professor here isn't going to make any more gold at three times what it's worth.
No, Jimmy, I guess I never will.